You're listening to Speaking Of from WFSU Public Media. Hey, did you know we're a podcast? Check out Speaking Of, the Unbothered Edition with Rihanna. No, not that Rihanna. Featuring extended interviews and more stuff you didn't hear on this show. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. This week, I'm in the host seat, and we're going thrifting. What's the best thing you've ever found secondhand?
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Rihanna.
So, have you been thrifting recently?
Oh, you know it.
I've been thrifting as well. What have you gotten recently, and is it like your best find?
I got these jeans recently. Yes, the jeans that I'm wearing today, I purchased for the low, low price of $8.99 via ThredUp.
Wow.
And in fact, everything that I'm wearing today are things that I bought secondhand.
That's interesting because I think there's some stigma, I think, against thrifting and buying things secondhand. It's a little bit below some people.
There is, definitely. I remember when I was a little girl, so I grew up thrifting. I grew up thrifting with my grandmother back when we all still lived in California. And every weekend, we would go to the Coliseum flea market, and aisles upon aisles and rows upon rows of like antiques and furniture and toys, socks. Like, there is nothing like a pair of flea market socks, okay? If you want those Nikes with the upside down swoosh, go to stall number 5 at the thrift store, or at the flea market. Like, that's how I grew up. But my mom absolutely could not stand it when I came home with my 30-cent socks and like my $2 jeans and like my $3 shoes. Oh my God, she used to get so upset about that. But I, as a little girl, absolutely loved it. And I don't think I ever lost that love of A, finding a good deal, and B, being able to save something and wear something that someone just didn't want anymore.
Yeah, and there's something I think unique about the shopping experience when you're thrifting, because when you're going to a regular first-hand store, all those clothes are laid out for you, or all those items are laid out for you. This is what was put out on the rack for sale. But when you go into a thrift store, oh my God, it's every type of clothing, all the clothes you could not ever possibly want. Mm-hmm. And then there's just those little gems.
And it's not just clothing. You know, you can find all sorts of things secondhand. And we actually put out a call to our listeners to ask them, what are some of the best finds they've ever had? Take a listen to this.
My name is Gordon McGill. I live in Tallahassee, Florida. The best thrift purchase that I ever made was about 7 or 8 years ago in Austin, Texas, and I was browsing at a Goodwill store, and I saw a number of artifacts from China that were up for auction at the Goodwill store, among them being a beautifully carved, hand-carved Chinese washstand from the Qing Dynasty, as well as a magnificent Japanese Imari bowl. I bid $50 and no one else bid much at all, so I got both items.
I mean, finding ancient pottery at a thrift store in Texas, that is a total score. And so, you know, I went in search of other people who share my passion for thrifting, and I came across Jackie Skelding. She is the owner of Rare Bird here in Tallahassee, and she specializes in mid-century modern furniture. And she has her own favorite find.
What was like your most favorite piece that when you found it, you were just like, you went full Gollum?
I would probably say the first time I ever found an Eames lounge chair in the wild was a very big deal for me. I still have that one. I kept it for myself. It's in my living room. It's a 1964 original black leather and rosewood Eames lounger from Herman Miller. I've bought and sold a million through the shop since then. but finding your first one is a big deal. And for context, that's that chair right there.
And you know, while I was in Jackie's store, okay, I should rewind this a bit. I'm a bit bougie. I will fully admit this. I am a bit bougie.
I can confirm.
Thank you. But one of the things that I love thrifting are vintage luxury goods. And she just so happened to have this absolutely gorgeous 1980s Louis Vuitton briefcase with the brass hardware. And it makes the clicky clicky sounds. And like it has the little combination code that has the 6 digits and you turn it. Oh my God, this briefcase was beautiful. And as I was gushing over this briefcase, I noticed there was a note on it addressed to the buyer, Sarah. And I did talk about how jealous of Sarah I was.
Yay for you, Sarah. Congratulations on your beauty. I am jealous.
So that is a vintage 1980s Louis Vuitton President's Briefcase. So this particular style is called the President's Briefcase, which is very collectible. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people like to just use them actually as coffee table decor because they're great to stack books on and different things like that. And one of the things I love about Louis Vuitton stuff is that it is basically indestructible, which as somebody with 2 stepkids and 2 dogs and just generally a clumsy, messy person works very well for me. But this one is in lovely shape. It's got all original hardware and is one of the many Louis Vuitton.
So after our interview was over, guess who walked in?
Who?
Sarah.
You are the Sarah on the notes.
So my partner and I have bought some things from Jackie in the past. And last time we were here, we had saw it. He was like, oh, that was cool. And didn't kind of talk about it after that. And then a picture popped up on her Facebook page. I'm like, oh, yeah, Dane loves that briefcase. I've got to go back and get it for his birthday. So
that's awesome.
That's for him. He's a little more bougie than I am. So,
what attracts you to it?
I think it just reminds me of my grandma growing up. She was a little bougie. Originally from New York, living in Florida, she always had like beautiful bags and dresses, and she'd talk about like Oscar de la Renta. And I don't know that she ever owned anything Oscar de la Renta, but she definitely had an eye for things that were just nice quality.
Do you feel like she passed that down to you?
She definitely did. I do have some of her Coach bags from back in the day.
Ooh, vintage Coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, one of the things that as we sort of had this kind of communal conversation, one of the things that I thought was really interesting across Jackie, across myself, and across Sarah is all three of us had this sort of tie in that we were all introduced to secondhand, vintage, resale by our moms or our aunts or our grandmothers. Like, it was something of a love for it that we inherited. And I thought that was really, really special and really, really beautiful. And, you know, Jackie talks about this.
As far as your earlier question goes, I would say I came to it pretty, you know, naturally, I guess, through my family, my grandparents. I would spend Saturday mornings with them, and we always went to garage sales and things like that. My parents... I grew up in a 1920s home in Los Robles, and they were big into antiques. So different time period than me, but, you know, same passion for historic homes, historic furniture. So we spent a lot of time going to places like New Orleans and things like that to, you know, there was nothing new ever in our house, I guess I should say that. So I think that probably planted the seed a little bit for me when I was younger.
And I think back on the experiences that I had as a little girl walking in the flea market with my grandmother and my grandfather, and it was just an activity that felt so very communal. And I think I really carried that with me as an adult. To this day, I am always so very happy when I am rooting around Thomasville or Tallahassee or wherever I am. Like, I always seem to figure out, where are the antique stores? Where are the thrift shops? You know, where can I go to get a great find. One of my favorite finds is a Persian rug that is in my house that I bought from a tiny little thrift shop in Judd Sonja, Arkansas, where my grandparents live. And my house could burn down, but I've already told my husband, let it burn, save the rug.
I have seen pictures of this rug. It is very luxurious, very bougie, very Lynn Hatter.
I don't have anything that's like new in my home anymore. Everything in my house, with the exception of my mattress, are things that I've had for 20 years or things that I have bought from Pop's Attic and, you know, a bunch of resale and secondhand stores. I don't have anything new. And even in my fashion, I have turned a lot more toward buying from consignment stores or, you know.
Yeah, it can be a family affair, especially what you're describing is that your grandmother kind of introduced you to this.
I think it's like an attachment, you know, where every piece feels like art in a way. And that's something Jackie talked about, curating her store as she would do in an art gallery.
I first started selling vintage clothing online at the beginning of Etsy. So like around 2007, when that first became a thing. So I think that was when, you know, vintage stores and the idea of being a vintage reseller or somebody who specialized in that kind of became a little bit more mainstream. But when I first opened Curio in 2014, I remember people asking me, I'd say, oh, what do you do? And I say, oh, I own a vintage clothing store. And they look at me like, what? Like, they're like, oh, so it's like a thrift store. And I'm like, no, it's not, because it's not, you know, Goodwill. It's not a donation store. It's, you know, you're going out and purchasing and hand selecting things kind of the same way you'd curate for a museum, except for they're all for sale and they're in whatever your own specific, you know, niche is. And for me, for that store was primarily 50s, 60s and 70s women's vintage clothing, because that was my favorite time period.
I think people undervalue sometimes the history of the things they own. And that's something that you're talking about essentially, is that these things are very grounding for you in your home. It's just not something I think that we get to interact with often in our sort of modern lives, you know, constantly sort of interacting with things that are very like newly manufactured, that don't have a history, that are sort of disconnected from the context of your own life. So yeah, I think you've given me like a new appreciation for these secondhand items that I didn't have before. Although I did thrift, I didn't think about the sentimental value. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's very sentimental. It's very emotional. But you know what? It's also very, very fun.
Yes.
And next time you're at a thrift store, look out for that vintage luxury. You're going to be rocking Versace.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I think we're done. Can I have his hand-me-down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell, I could take some pro wings, make them cool.